Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is the end of the week, and you know what that means. Here on Political Coffee, it means it's Freedom Friday. It means you can call and you can talk about anything you want to talk about today politically. It doesn't have to be what's on my plates. Whatever's on your mind. Maybe you got a burning... just whatever, you got to get off your chest. You got to say something about something. This is your day. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220, that is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am, jeff@kslm.news. So what's going on out there, folks? Well, there's, you know, life is full of ups and downs, is it not? I mean, that's just how it is. Politics is no different because it reflects life. So we get ups and downs in the political world. National level, local level, state level. It's where we go from here that matters, don't you think? Here's one of the things that we know. Is that we those of us who believe that America is this great nation, it is still is this shining city on a hill. I mean, it's pretty obvious that even the rest of the world still looks at it this way, because the rest of the world is still trying to come across the southern border or get smuggled in through other means or bribe their way in. And believe me, that happens, folks. And it's legal. No kidding. If you give so much money, I'm not joking, folks. It's well documented. There's a federal program. If you give so much money, and you're rich and you can contribute to things in America, you get to the front of the line. So all of this, folks, is what's going on here in America. The world wants to come here. Why? Because even though you and I may be a little discouraged from time to time with how things have worked out here, say the Oregon legislature, is every day some new thing emerges, federal policy or state policy, especially state, that literally creates just the astonishing belief that we're going to have I don't know, communism here in Oregon, in America. The story, and Dwight, hang on, I'm going to get to you. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. The astonishing thing that, where is this story? One of the stories I read this morning has the HHS secretary, that's Biden's secretary, a former left-wing nut from California, Javier Becerra, who was the attorney general of California, who was congressman, then attorney general, and now he's HHS secretary, saying that absolutely government has a right to know if you are being or if you have been vaccinated. Does government have a right to know that? Do they? I mean, as these things emerge, as more of becomes known what, and there's a story today in the Oregon Catalyst about how Republicans rolled over in the Oregon legislature and allowed the climate change bill, which is cap and trade. I mean, it's a nasty piece of legislation, how they allowed it to pass. Well, what's emerging, say, in this Willamette Week article is that they are doubling down on climate change being racist and that we've got to stop it. And that the electrical grid and what the electrical grid has been bullied into agreeing with, PPL, PGE, that it's only the beginning. You see, it's going to go beyond 100% of the electrical grid, folks, being from renewable power. 100%, folks. Now, what does that mean for dams? I want you to think about this. Dams are not considered renewable power by statute in Oregon. So does that mean we can't get electricity from it anymore? Does that mean it all goes south to California? Something to think about, isn't it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Is there hope? Do you think we can have hope? Do you think we can stand? Can we win? Can we persuade others to have hope? Let's go to the phones. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about today. That's what Freedom Friday is all about. We'll start with Dwight, and we'll move to Rich. Dwight, good morning. What do you have to say today, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. This is a topic I'm sure everybody's heard quite a bit about recently. It's critical race theory.
Yes.
And anyway, my concern is I've heard the largest teachers unions in America are supporting the teachers in terms of teaching critical race theory. And I heard Randy Weitengarten, who's the head of one of the largest unions, she said they had millions of dollars available to help the teachers financially to fight this battle legally. But what my comment is in relationship to is I think these teachers should be under a camera. In other words, why should a teacher be any different than a cop? When they go into the classroom, the parents don't know what these teachers are teaching. We have no way to know, but they should be under observation with a camera, and parents should be allowed to review what they're teaching in the classroom. So that's my point. I mean, I can't stand the teachers' unions anyway. I think they've got way too much power and way too much influence, and I don't think the teachers' unions should be involved with the curriculum in the schools at all. I can see them fighting for higher wages and that type of thing, better working conditions, that type of thing, typical union projects. But to work to defend teachers in terms of critical race theory, which I don't agree with, by the way. Anyway, I'd like to hear your viewers' input on that topic. Hello?
And again, you're suggesting that it ought to be policy that teachers are videotaped in the classroom.
Exactly.
So parents could watch it, say, live?
Yeah. They could watch it either on video or live, or but at least parents would have access to knowing what their kids are being taught.
Well, because generally they don't. And we did see some glimpses of this, you know, with these teachers teaching from home during the COVID shutdown.
Right.
Some of the outrageous things, and we've all seen videos of that. I think it's an interesting idea. I'm not optimistic that it would happen just because the teachers' unions, like you so noted, would fight it tooth and nail because they don't want parents knowing what their teachers some of their teachers anyway, are teaching. I mean, we have some really brave teachers out there, though, I have to say. You know, the story that we had yesterday, Dwight, about the teacher, the elementary gym teacher said, I'm not going to teach transgender to my elementary students because it damages them. It's child abuse. He gets suspended. They go to court. The school district loses. Now they're appealing. This is in Virginia. We need more teachers like that, that are going to stand up. I mean, this is drawing, and that's the hope, Dwight, don't you think? If they start standing up and talking.
I agree entirely.
You're right. Dwight, thank you. It's an interesting idea. Appreciate that. It's Freedom Friday. Line open, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. What's on your mind today, brother?
Morning. I just sent you a text from Becerra when he was talking about going house to house on the vaccinations.
Yeah.
And the first sentence is, we want to give the people the sense that they have the freedom to choose. And the next sentence of the paragraph, or the last sentence in the paragraph, is that we want them to have the right information, but we are America. We try to give people as much freedom and choice as possible.
All interesting buzzwords, aren't they?
They're very scary buzzwords, because when you look at this, what he's saying is, this is how the Democrat Socialist Party believes it needs to be. Government in control of everything. Notice the common sense words. We give the people the sense that they have the freedom to choose.
Right. It's typical smoke and mirrors, isn't it, from the Democrats?
Well, this is out in plain view if someone's willing to read what this whack job from California said.
We want to give people the sense that they have the freedom to choose, but not really that they have the freedom to choose.
Exactly. And in the last sentence, the first part of it is, we try to give the people as much freedom and choice as possible. By whose definition?
Yeah, and exactly. Who's deciding that?
Well, exactly. That just drives me nuts when you see this stuff, because it's right there in plain view. And when I say that they're communists, people say I'm a reactionary. And I go, well, this tells you right there who they are.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right. Words matter. Rich, thank you. Appreciate it. That's good stuff. Also, friends, is Rebecca Donaldson. She is the gold-winning real estate broker. The gold-winning real estate broker from the best of the Willamette Valley. If you're thinking about buying or selling your home, why don't you ask her? Somebody who knows the housing market, well, really better than the back of her hand. Rebecca Donaldson, 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. You can call her. That's her number. If you're thinking about selling your home, maybe you have a rental that you want to sell. Maybe it's time. Call her or go to her website, Rebecca's Got Houses.com. Rebecca's Got Houses.com. Welcome, Rebecca Donaldson, gold winning real estate broker with the best of the Willamette Valley. Back in a moment with more of your phone calls at 6:20. Hey, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, it is Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. That's why we call it Freedom Friday. Seriously. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. That's how easy it is. Just pick up the phone and call. We'll go back to the phones in a moment. I want to follow up with something that Rich said. You know, as we quoted Javier Becerra, the actual quote. This is something you can use in conversations with other people. We want to give people the sense that they have the freedom to choose. The sense. And then we try to give people as much freedom and choice as possible. Who decides that? I bet you could ask those questions. You trust government to decide it? Lee writes an email. You can send an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Said, I did an experiment yesterday. On all you callers, hang on, I'll get to you in just a second. I did an experiment yesterday. I made a note of how long I listened to the radio. 2 hours and 6 minutes total. I recorded get the shot messages. I heard 16, 2 hours and 6 minutes. Remove 1 hour for political coffee where we didn't, you don't hear those ads on this show. That leaves 16 lies about the shot in 1 hour and 6 minutes, an average of one message every 4 minutes. So it must be true. Is the experimental shot good? From the research I've done, why can't the Republican media experts broadcast a message of constitutional truth in the same manner? Because they're afraid. That's why. They have no courage. They don't know how to fight like a Trump or other people that you're going to learn about soon. We're going to go to the phones now. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start first with Art. We'll move to our next caller and then Gary. Art, go.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Friday. Okay. My topic of today is that our state legislators, all of them, have violated their oath of office to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America. In that Constitution, it says that they're supposed to do that, and they haven't. With Senate Bill 354, which, as you know, Jeff, is the gun bill.
And 554. Senate Bill 554.
Yeah, 554. So anyways, as you all know, the Second Amendment says that we, the people, have the right to keep and bear arms. Well, our state legislature, no matter how you look at it, passed that dang bill, and they aren't defending our Second Amendment rights because it's very clear that they shall not infringe that right. And so, Jeff, I think it's about time we, the Oregon public, need to hold all of them accountable for violating their oath of office, passing that law, and infringing on our rights to bear arms. And if the dang Republican Party won't stand up and do their job and ensure that this legislation, which is a violation of the Constitution of the United States, is not followed, then they need to be held accountable for violating their oath of office.
You're right about that, Art. Thank you. And I got to let you go because I got to move on here. I mean, responsibleresponse.com, folks. If you want to, one of the ways you can hold people accountable, go to responsibleresponse.com. You can download and sign the petition that gives us, the people, the right to vote on exactly what Art just said. Repealing Senate Bill 554. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, who are you? And what's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Who are you, man?
Okay. Hi, good morning, Jeff. This is Colin. I called you last week about how they were thinking about enforcing the Senate bill.
Yes.
So I just wanted to get your opinion on something that I've conversed with some of my more, hard left-leaning friends on over the years, and it's this idea, because I'm younger, I'm 26, so a lot of my friends are under this idea about the national popular vote thing, getting rid of the Electoral College and whatnot. Well, I had this idea about 2 years back where if you really wanted to make that fair, but you also wanted to keep the Electoral College, wouldn't it make sense to, instead of like an Oregon, say Oregon had 10 electoral votes, where if candidate A got 7 and candidate B got 3, then all 10 electoral votes went to candidate A. What if we split it and each candidate's electoral vote that they won went to the respective candidate, therefore turning every state into a purple state? So now you eliminate the idea that it's unfair and that people, like let's say in the rural areas of Oregon, who typically vote Republican, their votes actually count now, on the national election circuit. And every candidate has to go and campaign for all the votes they want to get in every state.
So what you've just described has been considered. No one has brought it forward as a constitutional amendment. Although I think there has been some federal legislation, Colin, that has introduced like that. And that is a much better alternative than national popular vote, which is flawed on so many fronts because it, most of all, it doesn't protect what you just said. It doesn't protect our vote, what our vote means for those of us who are in the more rural areas of the state, like you've pointed out. Having a proportional, in fact, there was a guy who wrote a book about this. I had him on the air some months ago, or maybe a year or two ago. I'm not sure, but at any rate, Colin, thank you. It's an interesting idea, and it is an idea that is fairer, especially for Colin and the younger generation of his liberal friends who buy into the lie that the Electoral College is not fair. No, it's very fair because it protects the rights of the smaller states against the bigger states. But what about the individual vote, like Colin points out? It's a great point. And it's a way that you can have a meaningful conversation. Gary, hang on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break. It's Freedom Friday, folks. 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. That's right. It is Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. And it's really easy. You pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. We'll go back to the phones as promised to Gary. Gary, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks.
Go Bees.
I know. I love it. Hey, I woke up this morning and I saw that Lockdown Brown is wanting to have the National Guard come out and make sure we get our vaccines. You're in the, or we're in the National Guard or whatever. Do you have to answer the door?
No, you do not. Okay. I wasn't in the Guard. I was, however, deployed or embedded, I should say, not deployed, as a radio broadcaster with combat infantry units in Iraq and Afghanistan, both with the Guard. So, no, you did not have to answer the door.
Okay.
And you don't.
I mean, how intimidating is that when you have Humvees going up and down the street and guys in full military garb knocking on your door simply because you don't want to take a vaccine for a disease that has almost no death rate involved with it? Here's what the thing is. This whole political atmosphere is being run by virtue signaling. If you wear your mask, you are a good person. If you don't wear your mask, you're not a good person. If you take the vaccine, you're a good person. If you don't take the vaccine, you're not a good person. It's their cult. It's what they believe. And until we realize that we're really fighting a spiritual war rather than a political war. We're always going to be on the losing end of this thing. You could watch it with the mask. I mean, people driving around in a car by themselves with a mask on, all they're doing is virtue signaling. That's all they're doing. And when you go to, I'm lifetime banned out of Best Buy because I dared to ask if a mask works. And they wouldn't answer. I said, well, does the mask work? I don't want to answer that. Does the mask work? Do you think it works? I don't care. And I lost it. So now I'm banned for life. But it was pure virtue signaling because I walked in without a mask and this guy wanted to make a big deal about me not wearing my mask.
So the next question becomes this. Is if virtue signaling is how we're going to conduct life in America now, what's next? What is virtue signaled next that the people are going to buy into? Because you ask a common sense question. Does it work?
Yeah, I asked him, have you read the side of the box where it says it does not stop viruses? I don't want to answer that. What? You know, and I, yeah, so now I'm banned for life.
Excellent point. Excellent point. But Gary, thank you.
The question you had is, what's next? Whatever they want it to be. Whatever you decide. If you think that black lives are more important than white lives, then that's virtuous. Anything they want will be what's next. And be ready for it.
You're right. Be ready for it because it's coming. And
it's
it
coming.
May not be a virus. It may be something else. Thank
it's
you,
503-589-1220.
Appreciate it, Gary. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you want to talk about today politically? Any of it is on the table. Like this message I got from Freddie. How can they come to our house when the Oregon House of Senators and Reps shut down the People's House and didn't let the citizens in? Oh, that's just too poignant. Too poignant, I think. Dale writes a message, 503-589-1220, by the way, is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And we'll get to Rich in again in a moment here. Food for thought. On Senate Bill 554, besides locking up your guns, Senate Bill 554 prohibits concealed carry at airports and allows local individual school boards and colleges to ban or to vote to ban concealed carry in their school districts. The Democrats passed this bill to deliberately punish concealed carry permit holders and law-abiding gun owners with a Class C felony or a Class A misdemeanor. Punishment is dependent on if the person has a concealed carry permit or not. In my opinion, they violated the Oregon Constitution, Article 4, Section 23, by making local laws just for the punishment of gun owners. I would say that's a fair interpretation, and I think that that probably becomes a basis of a lawsuit. Let's go back to Rich. Rich, quickly.
Gary's point is well taken. The question is, isn't it a violation of federal law to let everybody, basically the guard, know exactly what my medical records are? And does that, what about HIPAA? What about all these other things that are supposedly to protect us from this? I'm sorry, but it's none of their business if they're not a doctor and it's not my doctor. And does that mean that the Oregon Guard is in violation of the Nuremberg signatures of 1947? So the federal government now is violating their own laws?
So here, you know, all good questions. They're legal questions. Thanks, Rich. I'm going to let you go because it's a profound question to think, because here's what would happen. And I want to go back to a fighter. We need people who will fight, like a Donald Trump. Donald Trump got elected president because he is a fighter. And what's the fruit of that? Well, he got a lot of judges on the federal bench. One or more of those judges will be asked the question Rich just asked. Isn't this a violation of federal laws? Because, you see, when you're a National Guard troop and you're deployed for this effort by a governor or by a president,
You're a federal government employee. HIPAA rules literally protect you from government employers. Get it? He's right. A judge will have to rule. My guess is you will very quickly get a judge who will, in fact, say, sorry, you can't do that. Corby writes an email, and Jim, I'll get to you in just a second here. I agree with Dwight. I think all government employees, including politicians, should wear body cameras as they do the work for we the people. Maybe we should have term limits for public school teachers, too. As an employer, I have the right to know what they are doing. I know the concept is forgotten nowadays. Public employees should not be unionized at all. The unions are funded by we, the taxpayers. So the money they're spending is being used against us. I believe all unions should be abolished. There are lobbyist groups, and the lobbyists should be outlawed also. It's called bribery. It can be done. Take your kids and remove them from the indoctrination centers and quit supporting them. Let's go to the phones on Freedom Friday. It's Jim. Jim, good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning, Jeff. I kind of, you know, all the Democrats are passing all these bills. Why can't the Republican just repeal them? You know, I mean, if they can push them all through there, why can't we just take them all back out? And since we can't, it seems like we have a one-party system. The Democrat Party A or the Democrat Party B, or you'd say your Communist Party A or your Communist Party B. So then, you know, where's the Tea Party? Where's the people rising up? And I believe they're awake right now, and we have a chance to get something going, because I'm a little upset about this. You know, if a bill gets passed and it can't be repealed because the Republicans are working for the Democrats and the Democrats are working for the Republicans.
So, again, you ask a reasonable question. Why can't it be done? Because we don't have people of character in the Republican Party who are going to stand up and fight for liberty. That's why. That's why we have to remove those people from the Republican Party. And it's really sad that we couldn't get Fred Gerard recalled, because that's exactly the message that would have been sent. And it's just stunning to me, Jim, and I share your frustration. Oh, I share your frustration, man. I can't even begin to tell you. But you know what? I'm not going to quit fighting, and you can't either, buddy.
I've just begun to fight. Well, thanks for letting me talk to you. Have a good weekend.
You bet, man. I appreciate it. That's Jim's thoughts, and they're right on the money. I mean, that doesn't that express how you feel sometimes? Why can't Republicans stand up? Why can't conservatives stand up? Where is the Tea Party? Have we been so cowed by what's happened in the last year, or are we just sitting and simmering? And is this going to explode even more? It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Pfeiffer Roofing, folks, one of our new sponsors, has this new product called Roof Max. This extends the life of your roof. Now, if your roof is savable, this product does it. And you can't get it anywhere except Pfeiffer Roofing. Now, RoofMax is a product that goes on. They just spray it on your roof. They spray it on your asphalt shingles, and it rejuvenates, revitalizes them, seals them up if they're not too far gone. That's why you got to call Pfeiffer Roofing, have them come out, and they'll give you a free inspection of your roof. And they'll take pictures of it, and they'll show it to you, because they want to be completely transparent and honest with you. This is one of the ways they've been in business here in Salem since 1978, folks. Their motto is prompt, reliable service for over 40 years. And that's true. They're square with you. They deal straight with you. And they are the only place that can put RoofMax on your roof, and it costs a fraction of what a new roof does. Maybe you're thinking about selling your home. Maybe you just know that you had a little bit of a roof leak and it's going to be back because it didn't fix itself. Call Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Pfeiffer Roofing. Roof Max. Call or hang on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break, I promise. Back in a moment at 648. We'll be right back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Last segment for today is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Freedom Friday, your last opportunity to call this week and get anything off your chest about politics you want to say. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Freddie writes a follow-up text. He says, if you're banned from Best Buy, like I think Gary said, do they have your picture on the door? A good point. Do they? All right, let's go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Hey, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
So somebody called in about the Electoral College. So who uses Electoral College besides politics? Sports. If you win a football game 56-1, you get one win. If you win a game 7-6, you still only get one win. Same with baseball. You win a game 10-1, you get one win only. You win a game 7-6, you get one win. So it keeps fraud or any issues in that game within that one game. Same thing with the states. If you have a fraud or anything going on with one state, it keeps that fraud within that state. If we get rid of Electoral College, then New York could have enough fraud that your vote in Oregon would never count again. So in football, you could play a weak team, win 56-1, never win another game all year, and still get first place. That's how the Electoral College works, and that's why it works so well.
Yeah, it does protect the rights of the small states against the big states, and that's an important concept. And our founders knew that because they knew how things would go because they were, as you rightly point out, they knew that there would be a need because of human nature, Terry. They knew that they had to protect the rights of the minority against the tyranny of the majority. They'd lived it. They'd experienced it. And this is what is not being taught in American public education today. Now, we're being taught that math is racist, Terry, and it's the most frustrating thing in the world. Terry, thank you. That's a great point. Let's go to Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. Pastor, what's going on today?
Doing good, Jeff. Good to hear the sound of your voice again, and it's a beautiful day. I just wanted to remind everyone to be faithful to my job and to my calling today, that we have a bigger problem than policy. Policy is a result. It's not just bad policy, it's bad people, or at least well-intending people that make bad decisions. And so one of the things we don't want to forget to do, Jeff, is to continue to appeal to our Creator that we all say we believe in, and ask Him to help change the hearts of men and also to change the policy of those who govern. And we'll be down at the state capitol starting this morning at 11 a.m., and we're setting up the tent, and we call it David's Tent because that's many of your listeners will remember King David set up a tent, and he put the Ark of the Covenant in it, and they worshiped before the Lord because they believed that he is the one that can make a difference. So we'll be going 24 hours a day, starting this morning, all the way through Sunday evening, without a break. So anybody can come at any time and stop in and be a part.
That's David's Tent, and it's right across from the Oregon Capitol building over by the fountains, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we'll be right there on that big open area. It'll be impossible to miss it.
Friends, for those of you of faith, any Christian faith, I don't care what your church is, I don't care whether you're Catholic or evangelical, why don't you come down to the Capitol at some point this weekend and just stop in and have some fellowship, some praise and worship with fellow believers, followers of Christ, because Jim is right. We need to change people's hearts, and prayer and being united in prayer is one of those ways. Thanks, Pastor. Blessings
to
you with David's Tent. Julie writes an email as a retired teacher, and Tim, hang on, I'll get to you in a second here. Yes, there should be cameras in class. The parents can see for themselves how well their little darlings behave or not. I am not and would never worry about it. except for teaching Julius Caesar instead of Romeo and Juliet. I followed the moral, thoughtful curriculum when common sense was a commodity. I loved it. When my school required a parent to accompany their ill-behaved student for a day or two, everyone was on their best behavior. Oh, that's a policy we should go back to. Tim, good morning. What's your thoughts on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. We talked about what happened in the legislature this last session. What would happen if we eliminated the emergency clause?
Well, we would have to do that by constitutional amendment. We actually tried to do that. We got it really close. We missed. The people would have to do that. You guys have to change Oregon's constitution. What would happen? Well, we the people yes. would have a lot more opportunity to repeal bad legislation. Because when you put the emergency clause, when it is attached to legislation, and it is 50% of the time. So they passed hundreds of bills. Half of them had emergency clauses. The emergency clause does not allow you and I, under Oregon's constitution, to gather signatures to put it to a vote of the people. What would happen if we repealed it? You and I would have a lot more opportunity to do that. Wouldn't that be good?
Yes. That's one way you control it. You just put an emergency clause on it and run it through.
And that's how they do. And that's this is one of the things that Fred and the boys said they negotiated away. They didn't negotiate it away. That's ridiculous. No, they gave it away because they got bought off. Thank you, Tim. Have a marvelous weekend. So, folks, Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, another one of our great sponsors. If you're thinking about having some work done on your home, well, you should call Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations. Why? Because if you go to their website, you'll see why. RighteousRenovations.com. You can look at the great, truly great comments about satisfied customers. You know, when unknown strangers are in your home mucking around in your kitchen doing a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel, it can really mess up your world. This is one of the things they work hard at, is not messing up your world, but rather working with you and doing it the right way. So check them out, righteousrenovations.com. Also, I also want to remind you, you're not going to be in any way unknowledgeable of the fact that today, it's going to be warm out there. It's supposed to be like 92 today. Now, I'll be in an air-conditioned combine cab harvesting my grass seed. But you know what? If you're going to be stuck in your house or your business and the air conditioning isn't working right, it's a great reason for you to call Freedom Heating and Air. They've got these emergency service vans. I told you the story about seeing one go past me on a Saturday out in Almsville. That's what they do. They take care of their customers. That's why they've been in business in the Salem area for over 40 years. So you know what? If you know your air conditioning system is not up to snuff and you need to fix it, call them. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That is their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They'll take care of you, folks. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Rich writes a further email. To add to this conversation before the last break, most of the Republicans are not conservatives. Remember, most Republicans are Democrats. Most Democrats are socialist communists, whether they know it or not. Yikes. Friends, thank you for joining us this week. I'm honored, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, as we all are at this radio station, to call you our friends, to have you listening. Continue to have hope, to believe that America is and will be, and Oregon can be everything that it should be for liberty. Keep praying, keep fighting, and believing. Have a marvelous day.